The next patient is Albert Griffin. The last name is G-R-I-F-F-I-N. Clinical case of a 95-year-old, white male, that is following the practice because of CKD stage 4. We know that this patient has smaller than expected kidneys with hyperechogenicity. The last ultrasound didn't show any obstruction. He has a serum creatinine that has remained 2.38. BUN is 24, and the GFR is 24.5. The patient doesn't have significant proteinuria. Number two, when the patient came to the to the office, he was complaining of retrosternal chest pain that has impaired his quality of life. He doesn't have the same activity that he used to have, has lost 5 pounds, although he says that he has a good appetite. And on the other hand, he says that from time to time he gets short of breath. He was evaluated by his own cardiologist, and he increased the nitroglycerin, and it seems to me that Mr. Griffin is ready to get a second opinion. Based on that, I decided to call Dr. Raymond Torres and explain the case. That is a 95-year-old patient with a CKD stage 4 with severe cardiovascular disease that has been present before. The patient has 9 stents, a permanent pacemaker, and he is willing to evaluate the patient and make the recommendations. The demographics were sent for the appointment. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 128 over 62. Following number, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. He has been prescribed oxygen, and he doesn't like to use it. The wife continues to check the oxygen saturation, and when it is below 90, the oxygen is given. Following number, the patient developed anemia. We noticed that in May, the hemoglobin was 12.2, in June, 11.8, and on October the 4th, 10.2. Could be deterioration of the kidney function, very unlikely. We continue the close observation, and we'll make the necessary adjustments. We spent reviewing the laboratory workup 12 minutes, and the face-to-face 30 minutes, and the documentation 10 minutes.